Today, we'd like to see the title over approved to God, not to man, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 14 up to 26. To another the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 15, study to show thyself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In this context, what does it mean, and how can we apply it to our life? Question 2, in verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. What are the latter and good work? Question 3, in verses 25 and 26. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. What should Timothy do to them? And how could we do to those snared by the devil? In the last time, in the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Then verse 14, remind them. Them is the faithful man who will be able to teach others. Then, of these things, what is these things as follows? Charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words, not to contend or argue about words of God. Because to no profit for Saul, no profit at all for Saul, rather than to the subverting or ruin of the hearers, damage hearers' souls. Verse 15, study to show thyself, or study to show yourself. New King James Version, be diligent to present yourself. So in other words, study the truth, all scripture, or the Bible, approved to God, not to man. A work who does not need to be ashamed at God's judgment, at his judgment, rightly dividing the word over the truth. If you study God's truth, then you can divide the word of truth rightly with circumstances, with the situation. Because the word of God is a discerner. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division, soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, not profitless, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, truly equipped for every good work. Here is every good work too. First Peter chapter 3 verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Always be ready to give an answer or a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Then verse 16. But shun profane and vain or idle babblings, secular or profitless talking without ceasing, just avoid them. For they, those things, babblings, the ceasingless, without stopping talking, they will increase to more ungodliness. In other words, they will aggravate secular or fleshy things rather than godly things. Verse 17. And their message will spread will like a canker or a cancer. Canker is a malign tumor, hardly curable disease. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort. Hymenaeus was cast away to Satan by disciple Paul. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 20 said, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I, or disciple, delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Of this sort of what? As it follows verse 18, who have strayed concerning the truth, drift away from God's truth, saying that the resurrection is already fast, which meaning the bodily resurrection is over. When Jesus comes again in heaven, no bodily resurrection for dead Christians will occur. So we might understand the resurrection is a symbolic or a spiritual, not bodily. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4, God's truth said, for we are in this tent grown, this tent meaning physical body, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. That is the mansion. Jesus already prepared the mansion in the heaven, so will go into mansion, is immortal mansion. First Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17. Jesus coming again, second time in heaven. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ, the physical dead Christians, will rise first, another will be resurrected bodily first, then we who are alive, physical life, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, 52, behold, or look, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So if a physical, alive Christian all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, momentarily, very short time, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead Christians will be raised incorrupted, will be resurrected bodily, and we shall be changed. Alive Christians shall be changed. So this one is, the resurrection is already past, is over, is, you know, destroy God's truth. They overthrow the faith of some. Some people's faith in the bodily resurrection of dead Christians and to change the body of a live Christian when Jesus comes again in heaven is destroyed, is overthrown. Verse 19, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. Sealed meaning not changed. The foundation of God's truth stands forever, not change, not shake, not fade, not wither. 1 Peter 1:24-25. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of a man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So the word of God stands forever. It is sealed there. The Lord knows those who are His, who are Christians, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That means depart from sin. Sin is a Greek word hamartia. Hamartia, which meaning missed target. So whatever missed the word of God, God's truth, is considered a sin in the sight of God. So in this context, the sin, the number one, verse 14, to strive about words, the argument about the words of God. Number two, verse 16, profane and idle babblings, profane, secular, or meaningless, you know, talking without ceasing. Verse 16, verse 18, the resurrection is already past. That is a sin. From God's truth. Verse 20, but in a great house meaning whole church on earth, but whole church on earth, there are some is tares, some is wheat. Matthew chapter 13, verse 29-30, but he said, no less while you get up the tares, tares is a wither. Tell the wither, you also uproot the wheat with them, let both grow together until the harvest in God's time. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares or wheat and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So the great house, whole church is there, is a tares too, not only wheat. So here, they are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor, like a vessel for drinking water, or a vessel for dirty water. Become a vessel for honor. That is a fit for the Lord's use. Verse 21, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, what is the latter? Verse 14, to strive about words. Verse 16, profane and idle babblings. Verse 18, the resurrection is already past. That's the latter. So anyone cleans himself from the latter, those things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master or the Lord. So set apart from the world, that is sanctified. Prepare for every good work, not your own flesh work, but let God work in you by His Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, works meaning not of your own flesh works, lest anyone should boast. Simply let the Holy Spirit controlling you, work through you, you know, that sense. Verse 22, flee also youthful lust. Here Timothy was a very young guy. Some scholars said about 30 years old, very young. So Ephesus, the wicked city, Timothy was in Ephesus church. Ephesus, the wicked city, for fleshly indulgence. There was the temple of Diana, the female goddess, Venus for Romans, and Ashtoreth for Babylonians. That's the same goddess, but name is different. Diana, Venus, Ashtoreth. The worship of Diana involved group sex with the prostitutes, to earn money for temple upkeep. So Paul is saying, young Timothy, flee, Timothy, these youthful lusts. So, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Let the Spirit pursue those divine characters. Then verse 23, but avoid the foolish and unlearned or ignorant disputes. Shun foolish and unknown disputes with those who are foolish of God's truth. Do ignore it, are not learned of it, or don't know it, because they have been taken captive by the ruler of the world, or Satan, knowing that they generate strife. The foolish and ignorant dispute increase contention, argument, or fight. Verse 24, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, not contend, not argue because of the work of a flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19-21 here. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, the habitual practice of those things is the evidence of a non-Christian, unbeliever. So then is, for example, theologist contentions, not good, you know, example. Here, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, stick on God's calling to you, to teach it with the fruit of the Spirit. That is immeasurable agape love. Galatians chapter 5, verses 20-23. But the fruit, singular noun, of the Spirit is huge agape love, including joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So God is love. The universe declares God's love. Verse 25, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, or meekness, correcting, persuading those opponents. If God pre-advance or perhaps will grant them repentance in God's time and God's way. He might repent his sin of ignorance or unbelief of Jesus Christ, so that they may know the truth. Then they may know God's truth. So we should ask the Lord to touch their heart, to open to the truth by prayer. So then verse 26, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him, by God, to do God's will, those may be transformed from the snare of the devil to the captive of God, to do God's will. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom, in other words, not world's wisdom, teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, in other words, unbeliever, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. So spiritual thing is they considered, you know, foolish because they have no Spirit of God. Nor can he know them because they are spiritual discerned. Spiritual things are spiritual discerned. Let's see each question in brief. Question 1 in verse 15. Study to show yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In this context, what does it mean? Simply, study the word of God. Then you might present yourself rightly, dividing the God's truth with those circumstances right here, striving, argument, or also the other profane and the vain babbling, or some is resurrection with a lady over, you know, kind of thing. You can is discern. So study the word. In other words, take a daily breath, not only physically, but also spiritually as well. And how can we apply it to life? So Lord's Prayer, we ask God to daily breath. That is not only physical, but also spiritual. So daily spiritual food, bread, is the Bible, the Word of God. Question 2 in verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. What are the latter? The latter is... First one is we strive about words. The other one is profane and vain babblings. Last one is the resurrection is already past. That one. What is good work? Good work is not human flesh work. Let the Holy Spirit work in us. That indicated. Question 3, in verses 25-26, in humility or in meekness, correcting, persuading those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to the his will. Why should Timothy to them? Because Timothy, the minister of God, so he asked God, let Satan is bound in Jesus' name for those the non-Christian, those natural man. So he asked them, how could we do those snared by the devil? So we should pray, first of all, you know, ask God, you know, bind the Satan in Jesus' name, and praying for those unbeliever, non-Christian hearts to be opened, you know, by the Lord, that they might understand God's truth.